Yesterday, I was enjoying some of the E-Break Buffet, which it's a new 4th of July tradition for me. It's a great bit.
Absolutely.
I love just turning on the app or getting in the car and turning it on and be like, oh, yeah, I remember this E-Break.
Like, we both have worked here for a long time, but if you listen to that for even a couple hours, there's stuff that you either forget or you just never heard before.
Yeah, and it's weird because now I kind of get nostalgic through old E-Breaks. Not even, like, really old ones, but ones from 2012, 2013 when I started working here, and it kind of puts you back in that moment, kind of like if you're listening to a song that was big in your youth, you kind of go back to those days. I get that way listening to old Ticket Bits. And I heard one that I was involved with. It was my E-Break that I had totally forgotten about. And as I listened back to it, I thought, how did I not get in trouble? How did I not get fired or not get a stern talking to for this? I don't remember what year this was. I think it was within the past 6 or 7 years. I want to say maybe 2017 or so. It was during the hard line. I was running the board. Jake will kind of set this up because it's during the E-Break segment. But that day it was Corby and Davey was filling in.
Okay.
And, you know, as a rant P1 when I was younger, I liked Davey's sense of humor, and I think it's really great to work with him every day now.
Dave.
And I was really just trying to make him laugh during a live spot.
Okay.
So let's hear this.
We have this one. I think I'm going to put on Mido. This is a Corby live spot, and I think what happens sometimes, like whenever your cousin from out of town who's a little bit older is in, you might start acting up a little bit more to impress him because you know that he's kind of a bad boy. Davey filling in with the hardline has turned Mino into the devil times two. Here's Mino.
It's 100% correct.
So if you're kind of stuck in a rut and you don't know where to go.
Can I interject something here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, don't forget pajama ground.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you know the
pardon
rut,
the interruption.
It's okay, Greg. It's okay.
Small talk and chit chat.
I know. The world's softest pajamas are available. Exclusive Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. 1-800. Give PJs and tell them Corby sent
you. Pardon me?
So there's a lot going on there.
Hijacking live spots?
Yeah, good God. Wow. That's great.
I totally forgot that I did that, but
okay, the first,
I did. I plead guilty.
The first Grego drops of Don't Forget Pajamagram makes sense because he was doing a spot
for sure, and that was
PJs.
That was part of the bit. I would play that at the beginning of the Pajamagram live spot, but then after doing that for a week or so, I was like, okay, let's add some layers to this. Let's add. I've got a lot of Grego drops where he can form sentences. I loved doing that when I was on the board. Did it with Danny drops too. And, of course, Davey being there, I'm pretty sure he'd already been dumped 3 or 4 times that day.
Oh,
so I was like, you know what? Why not? It's
just
dry dock.
You're just upping the heroin?
Upping the dosage. And really got Corby to break there. And I'm just, it's fun. It was fun part of that job. Ham does it now where you're just trying to make your buddies laugh. And you don't think about entertaining the listener. You're just kind of doing it to get
you don't think
one
about
other
sponsors
person. No, definitely. I mean, I do now, but at that time I whatever. So I don't know if I won that week, but I was up for an E-Break.
That was good board work.
It was something. I don't know if it was good.
Oh,
I thought it was funny, but
not your best.
Not my best work. Blake, you have some other ones of our E-Break Buffet, our Behind the Music Drop edition.
I want to end with yours because it's probably the best one ever, maybe.
Another time I should have been fired.
Another time, you probably should have at least been talked to about it.
We'll get to that.
But we do Behind the Break here. We explain some of our E-Breaks from years past. Sean, let's start with you.
Uh-oh.
And probably the thing that Jake brings up the most from Shake Joint Times is this next audio clip because he's enamored with it.
I know exactly where you're going.
And I know exactly where I was when I heard this.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Let's.
Now, was this a weekend or was this us?
This was a. You were filling in.
Okay, yeah.
Let's hear it and then I'll allow you to explain.
Okay. It's got to be fascinating. I guarantee you there's books that are going to be written about this whole era of Seahawks football because it has been nuts at times. I mean, hell, earlier this season they had a flag burning in the locker room or something like that. I mean,
dude, that was not a real photo.
It's not a real photo?
No. Okay. That's like a Facebook conservative alt-right meme that has, you're talking about the one where Michael Bennett is waving a burning flag.
But they still got that, that's still out there. I mean, that's the perception of like the level of like hot-headedness in that room.
Yeah. I do somewhat think that they seem generally together on their...
Yeah, the solo stuff, for sure. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
That would have been early October of 2017.
Nobody will ever believe me. It's fine, and I've embraced it, because I think some of the, I don't know, things that have been put out there on Twitter as far as, like, photoshopping and stuff. Like, I remember Junior was carrying a flag during a... was it Time Wasters at Ticket Stock in like 2017 or 2018? And somebody like made it ablaze and like put Michael Bennett and Pete Carroll in the background. That's funny. I'm 100% hand on 1,000 Bibles. I was scanning a story while doing a live show, which is stupid. And I just saw something about the flag burning thing there. But I swear on anything I can swear on that I never saw that photo of Pete Carroll crouched down and Bennett. It was clearly Photoshopped. Like, you would have to be a complete idiot to think that was real.
Yeah.
And we've all fallen for fake stories before.
Sure.
I think it's one of the funniest things on this station.
Oh,
Dan has done it a bunch.
Yeah, the ball sacking is really spiked up in recent years.
Am I going to get ball sacked here?
I fell for one a few years ago that involved the Sacramento Kings. I'll have to look up that story, but it was ridiculous. It was stupid. But being able to call your own foul on,
I totally screwed that
up. Every time you do fall for one, if you're bringing it to air and you get halfway through the headline, it starts going through your mind that, okay, this is fake.
Yeah.
And everybody else knows it's fake, and I'm the last one in the room to realize that I'm a fool for this. But I'm glad you did that because it was really funny.
Yeah, no, it was funny.
Awesome. I was stuck in traffic.
And then Michael Bennett became a cowboy.
Yeah.
Which, you know, towards the ass end of his career. So, yeah. Hey, look, any Seattle Seahawks, flag burning, Pete Carroll, Michael Bennett jokes. I know when that gets brought
so
up, it's always going to circle back around to that. And you know what?
Yeah.
You should just lay back and enjoy it sometimes.
And it's funny that it's, you know, that was probably a Tuesday morning and the Seahawks play at the Pacific Northwest, so nobody's really watching their games that late, and it's just kind of flies under the radar. But yeah, I love that e-break. That was funny.
I'm glad.
All right, I'll go next. Let's hear the audio, and then I'll explain myself.
Is this sort of like the Kentucky Five or Kentucky Derby? Like, everyone's sort of dressed up, and it's sort of the,
Whoa, my God. This is
shocking.
We've got a fountain.
We have fountain
that is
going
on directly below our table, our broadcast table.
Blake,
this is shocking development. As we are, it's like the American Airlines Center.
Oh,
the star fountains are erupting directly below our broadcast position, and this is electricity and water mixing, which can't be good for broadcasting. we're totally cool. We're totally cool. There's no way that this can be worked around currently.
There's a good dozen of like the decorative.
Did you guys know this was going to happen? That's why you came over here, or are you just
Epcot?
Well, thank you for
it's
that.
Like the Epcot Center fountains.
Clearly, this is
but
one of the most odd things that I've ever seen or been a part of. I mean, we are literally we're sitting on top of a water fountain that then erupted below us. Yes.
So we're sliding the tables. Okay. Here you go.
What's our thought about electrocution or...
No, I wouldn't worry about that.
Or going off air.
You think we should go to break? Tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute here on the team.
How did it take that long to throw it to break?
So that's out in the plaza, right?
No. No, this was on remote. So first off, I'd like to say level's pretty good there.
Okay.
All right. Not bad.
Secondly, this was This was at a kind of Lake Highlands area. This was every day on Memorial Day that Cirque du Soleil would be out at this 5K, and they would be right at the start and finish line. And we had set up there for years, and it had never been an issue. But yes, we were on little water spouts, and that's where they told us to set up. And I just never really thought about it, considering that's where they told us to set up. Another thing is that's Memorial Day, so not going on a lot of sleep. They go on at 5:30. I still would like to enjoy a little bit of a holiday weekend. I don't know if I slept that night or not. So that really caught me by surprise. So a little late on the go to break directive.
I always pictured that as the plaza, and yeah. I've seen those fountains shoot up. Was it like that? What was the PSI of the water pressure? Because I could hear it, and it sounded pretty strong.
Sounded like a running creek or something.
So was it shooting up like into their table and all over the equipment?
I would say picture Old Faithful.
Oh my God.
So you had a geyser?
Just kidding. No, it was a funny image because, yeah, it's Peter definitely North. Like pushing up on the table. Okay. And
it's my second reference of him this week.
My first idea was to get them away from the water. But yeah, that was on me. Sorry.
What was the aftermath? So they go to break. Do you just move the equipment? Is everything salvageable?
Yeah, so I get them away from the water, and then we move about, I don't know, 100 yards uphill away from the water, and I think I had them on and running by the next break. So that was my probably more famous e-break.
You nearly killed two of your coworkers.
Yeah. So here on Behind the Break, let's go to Ham next. I don't know if I've ever heard this in full, but Ham just couldn't dial a phone one day.
Let's give somebody a call here, shall we? You ready to do this, Ham?
Yeah, let's do it.
No pressure.
Oh. This is the Diamond Factory ticket hotline.
Nailed it.
What if his butler answers?
Hello.
Is Corby Davidson there?
You have the wrong number.
Oh,
God, okay. Hammy, ham, ham, ham.
Thank
we
you.
We were just talking about this.
Son of a butt.
Who'd you call?
Call her back. Idea. Let's talk to nice. Her. She sounded healthy.
She
if
sounded
Corby's
fun.
Too sick, just call her back.
All right. Let's try it again.
Take two.
And we're out of time.
No, he's got the fast finger this time.
Swear to God.
What if it's her again?
How did she... I wonder why she... Who answers their phone when it's an unknown number?
It says the hard line on her.
That's true.
Caller ID.
Or Corby gave me a fake number.
Please be the same person.
Hello?
Okay. Hello? Corby Davidson, please.
Who?
I feel like we must have the wrong number.
Apologies, ma'am.
Who are we speaking to?
But it's not Corey.
Corey.
Is it okay? Is it this? What about the snake?
Oh, she hung up.
Oh, she hung
Corby,
up.
Corby, call us.
Ham, what's going on?
This is Corby's number in my phone. Have I been texting the wrong person this entire time?
Ham, you've called two different ladies.
I think Ham's doing a bit with us.
I think he is too, but I love it. So let's call somebody else.
This is Ham.
But what are the chances you dial two different people that A would answer, but then just two females?
I always thought that was going to happen. And I will say that that's the most nerve-wracking part of the job is having to dial live on the air. Which
I know how to do.
All the pressure, even if you know how to do it, hearing the dial tone and then looking at the number and plugging it in and doing it on the fly, hoping that it's the right person, is very stressful.
And anytime we call from this place, it's the station, like, generic number. And I'm surprised how many people actually answer their phone when they see generic number, because if I don't know you, I'm not picking up and I'm letting it go to voicemail. So to have back-to-back ladies answer the phone is stunning.
All right, let's end with the GOAT.
All-timer.
The best e-break, probably, I think, in station history. Here's Mino and his, what, couple, first, at least the first month on the job.
First month of the job, maybe, I don't know, 2-3 weeks in, and back in 2014.
Here we go.
Now, the British Open starts tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We would love to get your thoughts about that. Can you hang through this break and do a little bit more with us here?
You got it. You got it, my man.
All right. Very good. More with Lee this coming up here on The Ticket.
Tomorrow on the Morning Musers, we continue our salute to the Metroplex.
The hell?
We'll be coming to you live from Rockwall.
Oh, my gosh. I'm PTSD.
There's so much at play here. I mean, that it was a misfire, but it was also the perfect drop.
Yep. It was the bottom,
he was saying yes.
Bottom left of page one of the Hardline page were a bunch of drops that we can't play anymore.
No more
from Corby.
No more Mexican Dracula?
No. Okay. There was a bunch of those. There was like four of them right in a row. And as I go to put Mr. Trevino on hold.
You hit the perfect drop.
I hit
drop.
The screen. I didn't even hit the drop, but that screen is so sensitive that sometimes if you touch it, it'll just fire something off.
Perfect timing, too.
Yeah.
And then I'm leaving Corby up, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I was in shock then, so I sent it to break, but I had, you know, they were on remote, so I just kind of sat there frozen. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Did you get called into the office for that?
No.
Really?
Wow.
I didn't get, nobody said anything to me. I think they were afraid to.
One more time, Ian.
No. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Now, the British Open starts tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We would love to get your thoughts about that. Can you hang through this break and do a little bit more with us here?
You got it, my man.
All right, very good. More with Lee coming up here on The Ticket.
Tomorrow on the Morning Musers, we continue our salute to the Metroplex.
The hell?
And we'll be coming to you live from Rockwall.
I'm really surprised with his...
So amazing.
As often as Lee Trevino has been on the station, and he's awesome on the air. I'm surprised no one's ever played that for him.
Maybe they have.
With a sense of humor, I think he would think it's funny.
I bet he would laugh, absolutely.